presents Raise a Lamp with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Laidman Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
Wonderful morning it is, Kitty.
Uh-huh.
There's a touch of spring in the air.
Yes.
There must be. Old Mother Harris has just come out of her kitchen door and turned 2.5 cartwheels.
Oh, bless her.
What a pity she didn't do 3. She'd have missed the compost heap.
Well, she must be in a very gay mood, Ted.
Well, not really, dear. She tripped over her ginger tom.
Oh.
What a catastrophe. Anyway, as it is such a nice morning, I'm thinking of turning the garden over.
Who to? The National Trust?
So you've got the spring feeling as well, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of time to get our garden into shape. Always depending on what shape you'd like it.
Yeah.
I think a diamond nettle bed would make a change. But I'm rather worried about our marigold. Do you think transplanting would damage it?
Oh, I don't think so, Ted. On the other hand, it might be a good idea to bring it nearer the house. I mean, it must get pretty lonely out there.
But I admit that our garden doesn't quite compare with Hampton Court.
Oh, I don't know, Ted. You've got the makings of a darn good maze out there.
Now, look, I'll get round to all that. Old impatient pants.
Huh? Oh, that's downright charming. So I'm impatient, huh? I've been waiting 10 years for that garden to be straightened up.
As long as that, eh?
Uh-huh.
Don't the years roll by?
I do.
Well, you know, it's being so happy with you, darling.
Oh.
Yes, that's what it is. I like that bit.
Thank you, Ted. That's my boy, playing for time again and praying for rain as well.
I'm doing no such thing.
Oh.
I can't wait to get my pajama jacket off and get out there. Mind you, all this would have been done yesterday if Fred Potter hadn't been so selfish and insisted on using his fork, his spade, and his trowel. There's no cooperation these days.
No.
And that Fred Potter's got a very convenient memory. I well remember the time I lent him a shovel of mine. He wasn't even grateful.
Well, that figures, Ted. After all, he was doing our garden at the time.
Well, he could have fooled me.
Wow. By the way, if you're going out, darling, there's a drop of this you could have. It's very cute. Like to try some?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it'll do you good.
Thank you, dear. What is it?
Hmm? What is it?
Yeah.
It's homemade cider.
Homemade cider.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I got the recipe from Mother. Go ahead and try it, Ted.
A recipe from your mother?
Mm-hmm.
For me?
Yes.
This could be the leakage I've been looking for.
Huh?
Uh-huh. She's been gunning for me for years.
Ted, now don't be ridiculous. Come on, honey, have a sip. Go ahead.
All right.
There he goes. Don't worry, darling, I've got another flagon ready.
Wow!
Huh?
Yeah.
Ted.
Kitty.
Huh?
What have you done to me? I'm going numb.
Huh?
Now it's going to my head.
That has to be an illusion. That was already numb.
Oh, what was that, Kitty? He's got a kick like one of your mother's boots.
Yes, Ted. Well, maybe I made it a little too strong, huh?
Strong?
Yeah.
This stuff could revolutionize the whole art of drinking. I must take some to the office tomorrow. I can't wait to see the buttons fly off Trumbull's spats. There'll be 11s tomorrow to beat all 11s tomorrow. Good morning, Gloria. And how charming you look this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Ray.
And what a delightful dress you're wearing.
Thank you again, Mr. Ray. It's just something I ran up myself.
Yes. You must have enjoyed the run. Such delightful scenery. By the way, is old Pendulum Paunch in yet?
Do you mean Mr. Trumbull?
One and the same. I've got a surprise for him this morning. I personally will be preparing the 11s.
You always do, Miss Ray. Although it was more like 12s yesterday.
Keep your place. That is, well, we mustn't have too much familiarity.
Honestly, sometimes I don't understand you, Mr. Ray. Familiarity. Just what about the broom cupboard?
Really, Gloria? And I've hardly got my hat and coat off yet. Contain yourself. For heaven's sake, what have you been eating?
Mr. Bay.
Ben, please. In point of fact, I'm going to be too busy. Now, first of all, I want a half pint glass. Ah, here we are. You just wait till Trumbull gets his back teeth afloat in this lot.
Ray, step into my office a minute, will you? Oh, good heavens, man. Now, what have you been up to? Look at your desk. Looks like a lemonade stall.
Nothing of the sort, Mr. Trumbull. As a matter of fact, it's a little drink that my clever little wifey makes. I thought it would be a change from tea this morning.
Ah, thank you, Ray. Well, now, here's good health to you and success wherever you may work.
Cheers to you, sir. Boy, oh boy. Stand by for blasting.
Ah, a most charming drink. Invigorating and refreshing. I must compliment you on your wife's ability, Ray. Now then, get on with your work. I have some papers to sign in my office.
What do you know?
You just must let me have the recipe, Mr. Ray. It looks delicious.
Well, it's quite simple, really. You let a few apples ferment, mix in a little sugar, cork down, and the result is...
Who did that? What happened to me? Ray! Ray!
Mr. Trumbull!
Oh.
What are you doing down there?
I'm trying to get up, Ray. Assist me to my chair.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's better. Mind you, I must admit that after the initial shock to the nervous system, the feeling is one of exhilaration. I haven't felt quite like this since Mariah sent her engagement ring back for the first time.
Yes, it's certainly wonderful stuff, Mr. Trumbull. Let me top you up.
Oh, thank you.
There we are.
Come along. We must talk about your rise. What figure shall we settle for?
Half a crown a week, Mr. Trumbull. That's what I usually ask for.
Half a crown, Ray?
Well, 1 and 9, if you like. I was just pushing my luck.
Nonsense, my little man. Half a guinea at least. Half a guinea at least. Half a guinea a day, Ray.
A day?
Now, and off you go. I want to kiss my Mariah's photograph in private.
This is marvelous. This is wonderful. I must tell Gloria. I've got it, Gloria. A fantastic rise. And it's all due to Kitty and her knockout drops.
Oh, I'm so pleased for you, Mr. Ray. How wonderful.
Isn't it? Thank you. Thank you, Gloria. Trumbull's in such a benevolent mood, he's even kissing his Mariah's photograph. With his eyes open. This calls for a celebration. I'm going to have a slug of this myself. Cheers, Gloria.
No, please.
I don't think you'd better touch it, dear. You're benevolent enough. That's better. Funny stuff, this. It looks so harmless, and yet... No! That's the worst part of it. Get over that, and it's marvelous. What's happening to me? I feel peculiar. I must go and see dear old Trumbull.
Whatever's the matter, Mr. Ray?
Stand aside, Gloria.
Yes.
Mrs. Trumbull, about my rise.
Oh, what about it, eh, Ted?
Not enough for you.
It's not that, Mr. Trumbull. It's just that I can't accept it. You're already far too kind and generous towards me.
Oh, but you must take it, Ted. Teddy, I insist on you taking it.
I can't.
Oh, but you
must. I can't.
You must.
I can't.
What's Kitty done to us?
I don't know. That's how it was, Kitty. I had Trumbull eating out of my hand.
Really?
He eats like a pig. Then I had to go and have a glass of your mother's jungle juice. And I was eating out of his.
Oh.
It was terrible. You know what I did?
No.
I turned down a big fat rise.
Well, that's the last of that, then. It's cost you a rise, Ted. Just think of all that money we've lost. No cider can be worth that.
Kitty.
Hmm?
That's it.
That's what?
Cider, Kitty.
Cider?
We're going to mass produce it.
Oh.
Thousands of gallons of it.
Oh.
Tell me, dear.
Yes.
What did it cost you to make that flagon?
Cost me?
Yeah.
Well, let me see now. I used some of our cheap, unrefined household sugar. Then there were a few apples, you know, those windfalls you found last autumn. Well, I reckon a half a gallon cost around 9 pence.
Half a gallon for 9 pence?
Yeah.
I can see it all.
Yeah.
If we sell it for half a crown a pint,
yes.
Or 2 pints for 17 and 6.
Very good. Oh, now, wait a minute, Ted. Hang on there. If anybody can buy 1 pint for half a crown, why should they buy 2 for 17 and 6?
Well, that's the beauty of this stuff. After the first pint, they won't care what they pay. By that time, they'll be addicts. And I've just had another brilliant idea.
What's
that? That's 2 in 1 day.
Yes.
It must be spring.
Very good. Yes. Although normally in spring, your ideas turn to other things, don't they?
Please, dear, don't interrupt my train of thought. I've even got the name for it.
You have?
Burp, the wonder burp. Drink. Burp. That's it.
Oh.
I can see the slogan now. One sip, and you can't resist a burp. Now, let me see. Bottles. Oh, bottles, that's no problem. I'll get those from the Frog and Nightgown.
Oh. Now, there's a bright one to start with. What makes you think that the landlord is going to let you have empty bottles just so that you can start up in competition against him?
That's where I'm going to be fiendishly clever. Uh-huh. I'll buy full ones and not return them.
Oh, now that's clever planning. We're in for some very jazzy evenings, I can see that.
Now, printing. That's the next thing. It's very important, is printing.
Printing, yes.
Yes. I've got to decide on the label that's going to sell the product.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, I'd better nip down and see that jobbing printer in the high street.
All right.
Yeah. In the meantime, dear,
yes.
You can collect some more apples,
uh-huh.
Take the coal out of the bath.
Yes.
And we'll be in business.
All right.
We are going to produce a real West Country drink.
We are? Ted, what are you talking about now?
Don't you see? It will be brewed in bath. How about that? Ah, this is the place. I should get my labels printed here. They do everything here. My, my, look around here. They've got everything here. And what's this weird-looking thing? It must be the original printer's error with a face that's been in the press all night.
Can you mind? My name is Sid Mincing, and I happen to be the proprietor of this print inks and pin-up bint supply to the trade employees. Oh, what can I do for you, then?
Well, it's like this, Mincing. I'm marketing a new drink, and I've come to you for the labels. It's got to be something that suggests a very large thirst.
Mm. What about a very large camel?
Isn't it marvellous? Look, Mincing, this is a brand new cider, and your labels have got to help me to sell it.
Well, it's as bad as that, isn't it? Well, first of all, perhaps you'd better have a look at a few specimens of my work.
Good idea. You'll
no doubt have noticed plenty of my printing on the walls.
Yes, I have noticed that, Mincing, but I thought that might have been done by the troops who were billeted here during the...
Right. I haven't slipped one in yet, have I? Now, look, what do you think of these copper plates?
What are you talking about, Mincing?
I do dental repairs on the side.
If you're not careful, I'll take a running repair at you. I knew I shouldn't have come here in the first place.
Sydney, sorry. Sydney is. Sorry. Now, before I consider printing your labels, I'd better taste the products. It's as well to get the idea of what you're advertising, you know.
Well, that's feasible, Mincing. Have a swig out of my hip flask.
Thank you.
Good.
So, well, over the gums. Fluff in your keel.
I feel no pain.
Thank you. And all that sort of malarkey. Right. Quite nice. Yes. Well, now, for this type of drink, I would suggest that the label should be...
Speak to me, Mincing. Speak.
My goodness. Sydney's feeling very strange.
So you've got the flavour, have you, Mincing?
Yum, yum. You'll have no difficulty in selling this. I must admit that the side and he likes the sitter. I mean, oh dear, dear. Oh, I've got a glow all over me now.
Hmm. Well, when you've got a glow,
you've got a glow. Oh, I've got a feeling that I'm going to print these labels for you for nothing.
For nothing? Yes. It works. Mm. Boy, oh boy. If it does this to mincing, can you imagine what half a flagon would do to the Chancellor of the Exchequer?
Oh, I do feel good. Here we are. Come here. Have a few of these cards, my dear lad. Free.
Free?
Yes.
Free?
Yes. They're mother's cards, you know.
So that's why they're free.
Oh, a very good joke. Oh, excellent witty face. No, I mean, they're Mother's Day's cards.
Oh, Mother's Day, yeah.
Mother's Day, yeah. Well, perhaps you'd like to read the charming verses. Charming verses contained therein.
Oh, I don't mind. Let me have a look. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, this one's delightful. This is just to remind you of me, Mum, and although this absence hurts, you'll not forget your loving son. I enclose 6 dirty shirts.
Oh, let me have a go. Please, oh, come on. Now, let me read one.
All right, Mincing. Yeah. You know, you really are in a good mood today, aren't you? Have a go at this Valentine card.
Thank you very much. I'm sending you this little line to make you raise a smile. You could be my Valentine, but I can't stand your dial. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, Sidney. This is the end. He's letting me walk out of here without having to endure one of those horrible stories of his. That's another one up for Burp.
Well, now, how's the cider business going, Ray?
Oh, it's really going to be a money-making concern, Mr. Trumbull. What does your Maria think of it?
Well, I was hoping it would cut down my expenses. Now she's got this mad idea of mixing it with gin. Well, now, getting away from my Maria, I've been thinking seriously about this product of yours. In fact, the firm could do all the advertising and really put it on the map.
Well, this is wonderful, Mr. Trumbull. We're really going to clean up.
Good morning, Trumbull and Company here. I beg your pardon. Oh, just one moment. I'll put you through. It's a call for you, Mr. Ray.
Oh, thank you, Gloria. Excuse me, Mr. Trumbull.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Sidney Mincing here. The effect of that muck you gave me is worn off. There's something I've got to tell you. You left without hearing it yesterday.
I knew my luck couldn't hold. All right. What is it, Mincing?
It concerns a lady who made a loaf of bread, which, to her amazement, contained 2 weevils.
Are you sure you've got the right number?
I'm quite certain. There were 2 weevils.
No, I didn't mean
that. You still there?
Yes.
Hold on.
No.
What is more, this acquaintance of mine became quite attached to them, you see. Mind you, being identical twins didn't help. She could never tell Walter Weevil from Willie Weevil.
Mincing, look, this is my place of business. This has got to stop. Walter and Willie Weevil. Heaven's sake. I've never heard of such a thing.
Good. Then I will continue. One day, you see, unbeknown to my lady friend, Walter and Willie crept back into a freshly baked length of French bread.
I'm with you, Mincing. They were after a long loaf.
Not bad.
Thank you, Mincing.
Time of the morning now.
Sorry. However, my lady friend, feeling slightly peckish, decided to slice the French bread.
Yeah.
And then, lo and behold, the bread knife cut poor Willie Wavell in half.
Mincing, this week you've gone a little too far. It was plausible to a point. But if these were identical twins, how did your lady friend know that it was Willie that she'd cut in half? Missing.
How did she know?
Yes.
Because, Mincing, you see...
Mincing! Yes. Now listen, I'll have this call traced. You've got away with murder, but you're not going to get away with this.
I managed pretty well. You see, she knew... She knew it was Willie because he was the lesser of two Weevil.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Trumbull. He's a card, that Mincing.
Oh, yes.
I wish I could lose him in the shuffle one week. Anyway, Mr. Trumbull, the thing is, with your backing, this wonder drink is going to sweep the country. It will fire the imagination of the public. It will take the place of hula hoops.
Well, that's a relief. I feel strangely confident about the whole project. And Ray...
Yes, Mr. Trumbull.
It's a most unsettling feeling.
Yes.
Oh, Ted, I'm turning this in, honestly. I've made 400 gallons of this stuff. Now, what about getting rid of some of it, huh?
I've got good news for you, darling.
Huh?
I've got a distributor expert coming around this morning.
Oh, good.
From what I'm told, he's a high-pressure salesman.
Ah.
Yes, he must be good.
Uh-huh.
He even sold 3 bottles of aftershave lotion to old Mother Harris. And that must have taken some doing with her beard.
Well, you got a point there.
So is old Mother Harris. It's a Van Dyke. Ah, that'll be the high-pressure salesman. I'll go, dear.
All right, then.
Mr. Ray... I'm the high-pressure salesman.
Herbert Soyle. Who let the pressure down? I wanted a salesman, and they send you round. You better come in.
So I suppose all this is a delightful beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a nice colour. I suppose I'd better have a swig of it.
Here you are. Pour yourself a glass. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Wright.
Uh-huh.
Well... Yes, to both of you.
Thank you.
Very nice, too. Here, do you know, this cider of yours has got a sort of an apple flavour. Something very subtle about it. Perhaps it's the... What's happened? I could have an horrible turn at the same time and never even notice.
Herbert, get up. And for heaven's sake, pull your trousers up.
Oh. It wasn't my fault. I splashed him in that drink on me brush. Taking all the chrome off them metal clips.
Right. Well, now. Now, Herbert, now you know what it can do. All you've got to do is to go out and sell it.
It shouldn't be difficult, Mr. Ray. Anyway, you let me have 3 dozen of those bottles.
Yeah.
And I'll get rid of them before you can say Jacob. Jacob, what's his name?
Robinson.
Who's he?
The bloke you could say before you'd sold 3 dozen bottles of birth.
You are not too sure of your facts, are you? Mind you, you must appreciate, Mr. Ray, that I miss my Rosalie at times like this. She's so helpful to me when I've got my handcuffs.
You're Rosalie. I can imagine that toil. I bet every time she stops, somebody pats her on the head and gives her a lump of sugar.
Highly humorous. My Rosalie with an hand guard. Every time she stops. And pat her on the head. And give her a lump of sugar. You are very rude.
I never mean to be. It's just the way it comes out. Now, come on, Toil. We're wasting time. Take these bottles out of your handcart. We've got to start making a profit.
Very good, Mr. Rachel. See you later, then. I'll get rid of this lot in next to no time.
Well, now, Mr. and Mrs. Ray, this is indeed a great occasion.
Oh, good.
Burp is finally launched. And to my amazement, is doing very well.
Mm, wonderful.
Yes, I can second that. Daddy loves, but simply loves it. He swears that he bagged 2 pink elephants in the grounds yesterday.
Well, thank you, Mr. Tumble, and you, Gloria. And for once, we must hand it to Herbert Toil. He's doing a magnificent job.
Who is?
Look at that order he landed yesterday. 14 crates of fizzy lemonade for a coach party. Oh, we are really going to make some lolly from now on.
Just a moment, Ray. What's all this about fizzy lemonade? We don't manufacture that.
I know, sir. But Toil got this special order, so I just changed the labels. Uh-huh. Clever. I suppose you can call it business acumen, foresight, salesmanship, or...
Downright deceit.
Or downright deceit. Kitty, no such thing.
Sorry. Ted, look. What's that coach doing outside the house? It's full of women.
Ah, women, bless them. It must be a few happy customers. They probably want some more burp. I mean, fizzy lemonade. I'll go out and see to them.
How dare you sell us that stuff, sir? We want a fizzy lemonade.
But ladies, I can explain the whole thing. I'm a what? Really? And it's been a full day. Give me a chance to explain. Stand back. Ladies, please. Oh, dear. I'm going indoors.
Oh. Ted, you've gone quite white.
What is it, Ray? What happened?
Mr. Trumbull. Kitty.
Yes?
Fellow shareholders.
Uh-huh.
That coach party we sold 14 crates of burp to.
Yes.
They're going to sue us for every penny we've got.
Oh.
But why, Ray? Why?
Well, was it my fault they all belong to the Down With Drink Society? I think I've done it again.
That was Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Laidman Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.